Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. Sunday, bloody Sunday, as the Colorado Avalanche win their first Stanley Cup in 21 years. 2-1 was the final score tonight in Tampa. The game obviously stayed under the number. Cale Makar wins the Conn Smythe trophy. Cale Makar, one of the most dominant runs in modern Stanley Cup playoff history. And Cale Makar becomes the youngest defenseman in 52 years to win the Conn Smythe Trophy and third overall to do so at the age of 23 or younger. The others, Bobby Orr, 1970. We've heard of comparisons of Cale Makar to Bobby Orr. Well, I guess the comparisons are real because he just did something that hadn't been done since Bobby Orr in 1970. And it should be noted, our boy, Serge Savard, the Montreal Canadiens, 1969, he was 23 years old, and he won the Conn Smythe Trophy. Serge Savard was always all right with me, actually. Not everybody in the Montreal Canadiens organization was a big fan of mine, to say the least. Serge Savard era, he was all right, actually. I'm a Serge Savard fan. They won with Serge Savard as well, right, as the general manager. So the Colorado Avalanche are your Stanley Cup champions. Congratulations to the Avs. Congratulations to Avs fans. And congratulations if you bet on them. And you picked them to win the Stanley Cup. I had Tampa Bay plus 1.5 games. If I would have won tonight, we would have won the bet. You know, it is what it is. And we actually took them again, which I'm kind of stupid for doing, considering I already had them. But I took him again, but we did hit the MLS game tonight. If you watched our video, and I know a lot of you do, the hits are always very good on our pick videos. At the end, I said, hey, Vancouver Whitecaps, New England Revolution, play the draw. And it was a scoreless draw. So we hit that at plus 275, plus 280, whatever it was, plus 275. Late Night Anchor Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. And then there was one, and that one are the Colorado Avalanche. The Colorado Avalanche outlast the Tampa Bay Lightning, win their first Stanley Cup in 21 years. Cale Makar continues to write history as Cale Makar, 23 years old, becomes the youngest defenseman in 52 years to win the Conn Smythe Trophy. The last guy to do it that was this young, Bobby Orr. And there's been a lot of comparisons between Cale Makar and Bobby Orr, and justifiably so. A dominant performance from Cale Makar leading the Colorado Avalanche. The kid had 29 points. 29 points is like crazy high, but 29 points for a defenseman is just like insane. Colorado Avalanche have won their third Stanley Cup in franchise history. Finished the postseason with a 16-4 record. Tied for the second best record since 1987. The only other better team was the 1988 Edmonton Oilers, 16-2. The Oilers went 16-2 in 88. The Avs went 16-4. That's a dominant cup win, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're the Colorado Avalanche, you deserve this. You earned this. You know, you went 16-4 to playoffs, and you just knocked off the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning that just did not have enough gas left in the tank. Similar to a race car. Right? It just, you know, it just stalled. And that's what happened. You saw as this game went on, it seemed like Tampa were getting slower and slower. And, you know, it was just that they were skating uphill. I think the Colorado Avalanche the other night got caught up in the home stuff. We told you that was going to happen, and it did. We still haven't looked up and found out the numbers of teams clinching on the road. But I'm telling you, look at all the championships. Most of the time, it's rare that a team actually wins at home. It's always on the road. They get caught up in the party, man. They get caught up in it. You know, their friends are there. Their families are there. And it's like,
hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good. Now, some of the friends and family will be there on the road as well, but not as much. You know what I mean? Not as much. And when we go on the road, it's more just of a business trip. If this would have went seven, you know, would have, could have, should have, it didn't. But we'd be hard-pressed to say that Tampa probably wouldn't have won a game seven if it did go seven. But it didn't. The Avs are champs. Mo Carr, Jason B. Takifin, Ian Cameron, all step up and in. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team.
Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pistol players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Shout out to everybody tuning in wherever you are tonight. I see our chat is filling up right now. JC in Miami. What's up, JC? Johnny Cakes in the house. We've got Jamba's here. Grinch in Arizona. We got a full house here tonight. JN Reports. Big Card Julio kicking it. What's going on? See, it's Sunday, so in other words, we're in recovery mode right now. I saw the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart actually did go tubing. I saw he posted a picture of him in the lake. He went tubing. We went drinking at the BC Lion Toronto Argonaut that game. We're in recovery mode, and here we are right now. I was just thinking, I was going to say, when's the next, our next trip will be the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. All right, Major League Baseball All-Star Game. So we'll have a hookup in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for details, all right? We're gonna put something together. I think for like the Saturday before the All-Star Game, we'll have like a party downtown by LA Live type thing. All right, let's bring in Mo Khan right now. Let's bring in Mo Khan. Mo, TSN Radio, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
What's up, Gabe? How you been, brother?
Doing all right, Mo. I'm doing all right. Although I wish sometimes I should live your lifestyle and not drink. I should. See, it's such a good idea at the time, Mo. You know, the drinks are flowing. You're at a football game and stuff. But, boy, you paid a price for it the next day, I'll tell you that.
For sure, no question.
All right, so the drinks are flowing right now in the Colorado Avalanche. In the Colorado Avalanche locker room. Literally, it's funny, as I say this, that I'm looking at a live shot, and they're just spraying champagne and crushing it everywhere. Hell of a hockey team, man. Like a really, really good team. Like, they earned this, you know what I mean? In beating the Tampa Bay Lightning, I think they had a pretty easy path to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, but Tampa are not an easy team to beat, even though they had tired legs after playing as much hockey as they have in the last 3 years. Dominant stuff, Mo, when it was all said and done, they go 16-4. It's the second-best record since 1987, in which the Edmonton Oilers went 16-2 in 1988. So 16-4, that's a dominant run, Mo.
No question, Gabe. When you think about this Avalanche team, and prior to that year, right, Jared Bednar was under the hot seat, given how they had those second-round exits for like 3-4 years in a row. He took over, remember, 5-6 years ago from Patrick Waugh when he abandoned the team back in August of 2015, 2016, because he was fed up with the direction of the Avalanche. And I think the way this team's been built through the draft, through a meticulous trade that they did, bringing Artturi Lehkonen on board at the trade deadline in late March, really personified the team's ability to come out there in clutch moments to make a big play as he did. And even when they got down early in the first period, they never wilted under the pressure. They kept with their game plan, and they slowly grew in the game. And Mark Messi made a great point, though, right? He said this, and it was exactly bang on. They had their legs, and Tampa didn't have their legs. Tampa had heart, but no legs in that Game 6 win for Colorado. So I thought this was a great effort from top to bottom for Colorado for how they built up this team. But in this Game 6, it personified their depth and how well they played in that matchup against Tampa.
Yeah, I think, Mo, it took everything Tampa had to win that last game. You know what I mean? They dug down so deep. They were down 3-1. They took everything that they had. They just, as I stated a couple of minutes ago, it seemed like just, you know, they were down by one goal, but didn't it feel like it was like, it was insurmountable almost, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, you're down by one, but you're not even coming close, right? Like, we're not coming close to scoring. We can't keep possession of the puck. Colorado, we're getting stronger, and we're getting slower. And you know, it finally caught up to Tampa. I mean, man, there's a reason why nobody's won three cups in a row, man, in over 40 years. If you look at just, it's hard to, no one really repeats in any league anymore, right? We had that little run right with the Cavs and the Warriors in the NBA. But since then, look, the NFL, nobody repeats. The NBA has been very volatile and random over the last couple of years. Nobody repeats in the National Hockey League. Nobody repeats in Major League Baseball. It's freaking hard, bro, to repeat in today's professional sports in the salary cap era.
Unless you're Stan Kroenke, right? Him being the Rams owner and the Avalanche are to win championships in the same year. But you know, it is so hard to do so, Gabe, because especially in hockey, because think about it right now, Gabe. Since the cap came in 2004-05, there hasn't been many teams besides Detroit, Pittsburgh, and Tampa to make, in Chicago and L.A. included, to make these type of runs and have success. But you think about how Tampa did it in the context of, look, they went through COVID, right? The whole COVID world in 2 years ago. They come back on a short offseason. They had a truncated year last season, won the cup in July, a shorter offseason to work with, given they went back to a full 80-plus game schedule. And for them to get there for the third year in a row, for Julian Breezewalt to go out there, and same thing, to make those trades, say, look, we'll pay for it later on here, we want to win now, has been remarkable. And I'm quite impressed for what Tampa did. I'm more impressed with what Tampa did in this three-year run than what Pittsburgh did 5 years ago when they went back-to-back years. So I think for Tampa, for what they built up, especially in that tough division, I won't discount them next year. I think right now, Gabe, you might correct me if I'm wrong in this, but I think they have the third-best odds, according to Vegas, to win the Cup next year behind, well, after Toronto and after Colorado, to be the favorites to win the Cup next season.
It's amazing, isn't it, that the Leafs are the second choice? The Leafs?
Yeah.
Exactly. People just don't learn. Now, speaking of Leafs, Nazem Kadri did an interview after the game, and he said, for everyone that thought I was a liability in the playoffs, you can kiss my ass. That's what Nazem Kadri said in the post game on the ice after. For everyone who thought I was a liability in the playoffs, you can kiss my ass. So in other words, he just told the Toronto Maple Leafs to kiss his ass. That's what he was doing. I mean, that's who. Like, it's amazing that the Leafs, like, somehow the Leafs are always involved in a story. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the sixth degree, right? Like the Kevin Bacon stuff. Like, somehow, like, the Leafs have nothing to do with tonight, but somehow they get shredded. And that's who he's calling out. That's who he's calling out, Mo. For everyone that thought it was a liability of the playoffs, you can kiss my ass. That's the Toronto Maple Leaf organization and to Toronto Maple Leaf fans.
You know, we spoke about it last week with Andrew Wiggins, how he was required to be the dude for the Warriors.
That's a good point. He went the humble route. He didn't say, kiss my ass, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But when you think about Nazem Kadri, Gabe, he came to Colorado. He wasn't the dude, right? It's Landeskog. It's McKinnon. It's Rantanen. And those are the dudes there. They said, look, play your game. And even though he's had his hiccups at times here, This was an unbelievable season for him to be where he's at, an all-star, put up 70-plus points as he did, and unfortunately have an injury late in the third round of the playoffs, or a big part in the second round of the playoffs, and how it was. I just think now for him, he's going to free agent year now. His value is at all-time high, and whether the Bruins go after him or someone else go after him, he will get paid a lot of money, whether it's a five-year deal or a six-year deal at age 31. Nazem Kadri lived up to his expectation, and now he's pointing his middle fingers at society that was against him when he was in Maple Leaf for what he couldn't do in Toronto in his first 7 years in the NHL.
He picked a great time to play the way that he did to be a free agent. I'll tell you what. You know what's really amazing about Colorado? And normally I'm not the type of guy that says, because all the time, anytime a team wins, they're always open as the favorite the next year, right? Even if they're not the best team. And so Colorado are the favorites right now, 5-1. The Leafs are 9-1. Panthers are 10-1. Lightning are 10-1. The thing with the Avs is they really could be really good for a...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Long time because of Cale Makar. Like, you know you have a devastatingly good team when Nate MacKinnon is not even the best player on your team anymore. But Cale Makar is the best player on this team, and he's just a kid. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Jason B. Takifin will join us. Former Minor League Executive of the Year will join us. We'll talk some baseball with Jason. Babana will step up and in a little bit later on. We've got Mo Khan here right now, TSN Radio and more. Kick it with former wide receiver, Mo Khan. So, Colorado are the favorites at 5-1. As you stated, though, Kadri's going to get paid right now. Now, when teams win, you got to pay people. But, I mean, they just won the Cup, yet they've got, like, their star player is only 23 years old. It really is incredible. Like, if you look at, like, you know what I mean? So now he can sort of carry this team. Nate MacKinnon has carried them. It's not like, you know, Nate's still in his prime right now. You could argue that they could get better goalies in the future, etc. I'm just saying, like, the Colorado Avalanche have a lot to build on here, you know, in the coming years. And it's all around Cale Makar, who's being compared to Bobby Orr. And he just became the youngest defenseman to win the Conn Smythe Trophy since Bobby Orr, Mo.
You know, when you think about it now, Gabe, I believe they have about $26 million in cap space to work with going into this offseason. So they could bring in or retain a Kadri if it works out well for them. But, again, they don't have draft picks to work with. But that's okay because now we're seeing – and, look, we'll go with Stan Kroenke, right? He owns the Rams. What do the Rams do? Trade away their picks to get present needs as we speak. I think for Colorado, for what they've built up here for Joe Sack now, is can he maintain – the strength of this team with their third and fourth line players, because that's where the key's been for Tampa, right, Gabe? They had those strength of guys in the third and fourth line and the fourth and fifth defensemen really step up to the plate here. If Colorado can do a good job to keep those guys in place to be supporting cast to the Landeskogs, to the Ratnins, to the McKinnons, and so on and so forth here, then they will definitely be a relevant team to watch out for next spring as being one of the favorites to win the Cup once more.
So the NHL draft is coming up in Montreal, was it? It's on the 6th. So it's coming up in about a week and a half here or so. Shane Wright, so the draft is in Montreal, and the Canadians have the number one pick in this draft. So there's a lot of excitement. Is it a slam dunk in your opinion? What's the word? Because, you know, listen, the Canadians are trying to, you know, say that they're looking at everybody and all that type of stuff. But Shane Wright's minus 950 to right now at FanDuel to be the top pick. Do you believe, is it a slam dunk that Shane Wright will be the top pick?
I think it's a Klay Thompson three-pointer away from being a slam three-pointer for this team, because I think, Gabe, the way it is, and you know this market very well, with you being here for so many years and covering the Habs very closely, they want that alpha foundation player to work with. And they believe that Shane Wright could be that player that you can team up with Cole Caulfield and Nick Suzuki to be your foundation pieces for the next 5 to 10 years, even longer than that. And I think for this draft, and you have quality, and they're seeing that there's quality within the first 10 picks of this draft year, that Shane Wright, even though he's been marked down at times because he didn't have a really good junior season this past season, that yes, he can definitely be the first overall pick. And I think for Ken Hughes, for Jeff Gorton, for what try and build up as we speak, I think he fits the profile for what they want to have here. And look, this team's not going to the Cup Final anytime soon, Gabe. So if they do tank again this year, perhaps they could be in play for Connor Bedard next summer. And they do have a plethora of draft picks here, so they will definitely moves and shakers on this draft year and for next year. But they know for this event being in Montreal in about 2 weeks from now, they have to get this right, because they want to create that buzz with the fan base to buy into this philosophy that, look, we might go through some lean years, but we will come out better for this in 4 or 5 years from now.
Mo Khan, TSN Radio, kicking with us. So, speaking of Montreal, the draft is in Montreal. We're just talking about Shane Wright and being the top pick in this draft. Speaking of Montreal, Ben Mathurin and drafts. Highest time, no one from Montreal had ever been drafted that high in an NBA draft before, so he ends up going 6 to the Pacers. Yeah. With Pete Annapolis on, and, Pete knows him and his camp pretty well. And, we're not surprised that it ended up being the Pacers. I think they thought they were going to end up with the Pacers more so than the Pistons or the Blazers out of the three teams that he worked out for. But how about Ben Mathurin? about Ben Mathurin calling out LeBron James? LeBron James. Like, you want to talk about, like, I like Ben a lot, but I'm like, really? I'm like, really, bro? I mean, of all people, but I like his attitude. So if anybody's wondering about Ben Mathurin's confidence level, Ben Mathurin says, a lot of people say that LeBron's great. I want to see how great he is. I don't think anybody is better than me. He's going to have to show me that he's better than me. So I didn't know that Ben Mathurin never watches the NBA before. He's like, who's this LeBron James guy?
Ben Mathurin exudes the confidence and arrogance for where he wants to be. Like, he's going to Indiana, Gabe. And we know the history with Pacers basketball late. Guys want to get out there and get out of town as soon as possible and not want to stay there. He's embraced so far being drafted by the Pacers that he wants to be part of the culture of the city fabric and whatnot that comes with it. And look, I give him credit that he believes in his skill set. Now, of course, when he does play LeBron James, maybe once, not twice during the regular season, LeBron might give him the work here. But I think for where this Pacers team wants to be with Tyrese Haliburton and now with Benedict Mathurin on that roster, they got some pieces to work with. And look, that central division will be very tough because of Milwaukee being 4 they are, Chicago being much improved, and Detroit looking like they could be a team to watch out for in the fall. But I think for the Pacers, for what they're building up with Rick Carlisle, they could be sneaky good here. I'm not saying they're going to win 40, 50 games here, but they'll be much more competitive. I think they're probably a year or two away from being in that category of being a playoff contender. But now for Ben Mathurin, he's a hard worker, Gabe, and people don't realize this, but he does a lot of work underneath the surface here. He will come ready. He will come focused. He's got that determination and that focus that he wants to be one of the best. And remember, Gabe, no one talked about Mathurin being in that Rookie of the Year conversation after the draft happened on Thursday. He believes he could be that Rookie of the Year candidate, and I think we'll see a Ben Mathurin that definitely have a strong season for the Pacers going towards October.
My deal is, it's hard enough to be a rookie in the NBA. There's enough pressure on you as it is. You don't need to be calling out LeBron James, right? To you know what I mean? Like, really? Like, and I like Ben a lot, and I wouldn't say like, oh, I like his confidence and stuff. To me, it was just dumb. It's like, bro, like we're like, really? Like, well, you want to come in as the villain right now and have other, like, the vets laugh at you and look at you and think, who the hell is this kid talking like this? right now. I mean, I don't know. Just have some respect for people in the league. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. And now, like I said, now people are going to come at him, too. LeBron's got a lot of buddies in the league and stuff, right? They go, oh, this kid thinks he's all great. Wait till I play him, right? I mean, look, you know, I mean, look at Jordan. I took that personal.
You know, like for Mathurin, yes, we call the code of ethics of, hey, you don't call out the top dog of the NBA, LeBron James. But he's putting himself on the map. Sure, there might be a target on him, but he's also putting back the Indiana Pacers on the map because, Gabe, how many Pacers games did you watch this past season? I probably watched maybe like one half of Pacer basketball, right? So I think just to bring that attention towards Indiana is great for the NBA. And I think now people are going to say, hey, I want to tune in to that late West Coast game when the Pacers are in L.A.
Yeah.
Could Ben Mathurin hang with LeBron James on a Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. on NBA TV?
And let's not forget, during the regular season, guys, when the Pelicans beat the Lakers, they made it their Twitter profile. Right, yeah. Pelicans smack Lakers by 28 at the Crypt. Right, like, the people are coming at him. Are you buying in about Kyrie and LeBron reuniting? Because you know a lot of people. Stephen A. Smith is saying that that Kyrie is calling LeBron and that he wants to make this happen. Are you buying in? And do you think it's a good idea? Like, because me personally,
yeah.
On paper, yeah. Sure. I mean, all right, you know, Kyrie, LeBron, and AD, but, dude, like, Kyrie can't be trusted, number one. And number two, AD gets hurt all the time. So between Kyrie and AD, man, you're talking about, like, a fragile situation. That on paper, sure. I mean, but in reality, it'll just blow up. It won't work, I don't think, personally.
Yeah, Kyrie, Gabe, he has very limited suitors out there. Like, supposedly the Mavericks might be in play, Miami might be in play, but they're kind of pulling back on that interest for Kyrie Irving. He's running out of options now, Gabe, right? Do teams trust him? And Frank Astillo had a great stat about Kyrie Irving. In the last 3-4 years, he's missed 140 games. You can't have that from a franchise player, or supposed franchise player, that you expect him to be available for you. And when he is available, Gabe, he's an unbelievable talent. He's a box office player on the court. But can LeBron?
Yeah, but he doesn't get it. Like you said, like
no, he doesn't.
He right. thinks that he's doing you a favor by playing. Like he really 100%. Does. Like you know, like 100%. Oh, I'm here just to entertain you. And that's another thing too that it seems to be just sort of a job to him, right? That. You'll notice he always called himself an entertainer, right? He basically says, I'm an entertainer. I'm just, you know, I'm here to entertain you. And, you know, and that's his thing. And, you know, he almost acts like that. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like Adele or something, yeah, you can cancel your Vegas show at the last second if you want, right? You could do it. I mean, it's not a good look, but you could do it at least. But, like, Kyrie just doesn't, he's just too... And you know what's crazy? Because he is a nice guy. He's a cool dude, right? But he's just, for lack of a better term, like he's selfish. Right? As far as his teammate is
like
concerned,
Axl Rose. You think Axl Rose?
Yeah, he's like a musician. Yeah, he's volatile. When he shows up, he's good. But he might not show up, or he might. You know what I mean? He's got very thin skin. All right, more with Mo on the other side. We'll talk a little more NBA. We're getting some football as well. Jason B. Tackett will join us in Level 2. We'll talk baseball. This is Sports Rage.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Sirius XM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. What's up, SoCal? Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Mo Conkett, what does we got? Jason B. Tackenfinger to join us in level two, former minor league baseball executive of the year. We'll talk baseball with Jason Babana. We'll kick it with us in level three. We'll talk betting, Stanley Cup, and more. So speaking of betting, and the Rookie of the Year odds are out right now at FanDuel. So we were talking about Ben Mathurin. Ben Mathurin is the sixth choice. He is the sixth choice at 15-1. Paolo Banchero is the favorite to be Rookie of the Year at plus 350. Jabari Smith is plus 420. Chet Holmgren is plus 480. Jaden Ivey, plus 650. Keegan Murray, 11-1. Ben Mathurin, 15-1. Shaden Sharp, 18-1. Dyson Daniels, 20-1. Johnny Davis, 32-1. Out of these, I don't think that Paolo Banchero should be the favorite, personally. I didn't think he should be the top pick in the draft either, but I think Orlando thought it was the safest pick and he could play right away type of deal. But for me, I'm looking at Jaden Ivey here at plus 650 to be Rookie of the Year. Mo, what are your thoughts on the rookie class, the draft, and these odds?
You know, I look at Banchero, I think he's probably, you're right, I think he's probably the most ready to play for Orlando right now, and they need scoring. I don't think they trust in Chet Holmgren to be that guy for them. And I don't think they were all in love with Jabari Smith Jr., who I like a lot from Auburn. I think in this draft class, Jaden Ivey's a guy that's getting a lot of hype. He reminds me of Dwayne Wade when he came out of Marquette back in 03 for what he did at Purdue. And I think for him to go and team up with Kate Cunningham and to have that as his backcourt, made essentially, and him being the facilitator towards Ivy's skill sets, who I think will fit well for him to get a lot of buckets for this Piston team here. But let's not forget who's coaching them, right? Dwayne Casey is. And he's not a guy that preaches offense. So I think right now, Banchero definitely is probably the favorite, but I wouldn't discount Jabari Smith for what he can do on the court here, Gabe. So those are my top two, and now going towards game number one in October of being the Rookie of the Year candidates.
Banchero plus 350. Interesting that to me there's no value there either at that number. I want a bigger right. number. I want a bigger number. What did you think about the Knicks and the Knicks basically? Yeah, like the Knicks. Listen, I guess you could say they've stockpiled picks moving forward, but you know you're a team in a market that the fans want to win now, right? I mean you've been rebuilding for 50 years essentially, so to continue this rebuild and give you know the old have faith in us, we know what we're doing. I don't know, people yeah. don't really have faith in you, and they don't believe you know what you're doing, and it seems like they've you know they're all in on Derek Brunson right now. Brunson's father's even you know with the team, etc. What was your take on the Knicks?
Yeah, they're all in for Jalen Brunson, Gabe. There's no question about that, right? They want to bring him in for whatever reason, thinking that he could be a franchise player, when in reality, he's a better complement player for a roster. And I think, you know, when you look at the draft next year...
Did I say Derek instead of Jalen, just for the record?
Yeah, don't worry.
Or did I say Jalen?
You know, you said...
I think maybe I was thinking about the UFC.
We all know what you meant.
Yeah, Brunson.
but you know, when you look at next year's draft class... That's that kid from France who is projected to be one of the unicorns, right? A 7-foot-plus guy who can play all five positions. And maybe they're going all in for that. But I think for the Knicks right now, for what they try to do, trading out from a lottery spot to take on picks and get themselves cap space here, I don't know what Leon Rose and what the Knicks have in plan for the summertime. But if they think Jalen Brunson is their dude that can be the franchise foundation block, more power to them. But I think if you're a Knicks fan for where they were a year and a half ago when they beat the Hawks, right? Maybe they thought they would win the NBA title that year to where they are now. It's regressed quite a bit here, Gabe. I still know what the plan is moving forward, if they're going to become relevant or not for the NBA season this fall.
You mentioned Kyrie, the Dallas Mavericks. To me, the Mavericks, they need to do something as well. And so, look, they're probably going to lose Brunson, so they're going to have to replace him. But, you know, Luka's great, right? I think he's got to get in a little better shape, but they're close, this team. I think they're knocking on the door to Mavericks, but they need another big-time player. I don't know if Kyrie's that guy for them. It'd be interesting. Listen, like you said, Kyrie's a great player when he plays, right? But I don't know how Luka feels about him. One thing to me with the Mavericks, with Luka is as well, he's got to get in a little bit better shape. and because conditioning is a problem for him. You see, he gets tired, and they need to pick the tempo up a bit to me. Right, I mean, they had 93 possessions per game. Like, they walk the ball up the court because Luka doesn't like to rush, and other teams are just getting more shots off. It's just the math. Like, they, but I do like this Mavericks team. I just they need another big time player though if they're really going to do this.
Yeah, you know, Luka, and that's not his forte, is to be a gym rat, to go out there and put up 225 20 times per game. That's not his forte. But I think now for the Mavericks though, and the one argument I bring up with others in Montreal about Kyrie Irving is that if he were to go to Dallas, who's getting the last shot? Because we know Kyrie, we know Luka love to be ball-dominant players on the court. Someone's got to take the last shot, and who would that be? And if that person doesn't get the ball for the game winner, are they going to be irked by that process? And I think for the Mavericks, you bring up a great point here that when you think about their offense, once they get past midcourt, it's Luka with the ball, Luka posting up, dribbling four or five times, and going for the shot or pass to the open guy in the wings. And I think now the thing is you got to find that guy that can complement Luka Doncic, whereas with Kristaps Porzingis, he couldn't do that. And unfortunately, for him, injuries were nuisance for him in Dallas, and they shipped him out to Washington. But can they find the right piece to be a good 1-2 punch for Luka Doncic? I'm not sure it's Kyrie Irving. I'm not sure what Mark Cuban and this team has in mind to go after. Are they going to go big game hunting, knowing that the West next year, Gabe, think about it right now, Denver will be much improved. Golden State will be up there. You think about the T-Wolves, they'll be up there. Phoenix should improve as well. That is a loaded Western Conference next year, including the LA Clippers. So they got to get the right pieces in place here, because if they don't, they might be in play for the play-in game than being a top two seed or top four seed in the West next spring.
Is Kawhi going to be ready to play, or does he need another 2 years? another 2 years? But you're right, yeah. So Kawhi will be back. You get the Clippers in the mix. But you got all these young teams that are like you know, like Minnesota, Memphis, that are on the rise right now. All right, so let's switch gears into the NFL before we get Mo, NFL and CFL out of here. A couple of big-time players, like the Samuel stuff is still going on here right now. So Samuel, San Francisco, Lamar's got to sign a contract still in Baltimore. Deshaun Watson, some people are thinking there's an indefinite suspension coming, or 2 years, or big-time stuff. But a lot of off-the-field news going on in the NFL right now.
Yeah, you know, I tweeted out on Sunday, and even before that, when Deebo Samuel came out that he wanted to get out of San Fran, the Niners are going to be in a big problem next spring, Gabe, because you think about it right now, Brandon Ayuk is going to be entering the last year of his deal in 2023. Same thing, second-round contract that he got, four-year deal. And he, when you put a side-by-side comparison of the first 2 years of Ayuk's career to Deebo Samuel, Ayuk has had a better start to his career than Deebo Samuel has. And I think now the Niners have got to figure it out. Are we going to be able to keep Ayuk and Deebo Samuel in the fold, in the same position, essentially, of the receiving core? And also, when you think about it right now, with Nick Bosa, he's due for a big contract. So the Niners have to really be meticulous in how they go about with this process here. I think we know Deebo Samuel wants to be paid like a wide receiver, seeing what Devontae Adams got and Tyreek Hill included. But the reality is the Niners aren't dumb. They know that if they utilize Deebo Samuel to their liking, his value goes down because of the number of touches he gets, as we all know. But the question now for John Lynch and for Kyle Shanahan is, can they appease and keep these guys happy before they want those big deals come next spring?
You know, it's interesting, isn't it? And listen, you played the position, so that's the question, is that they almost created this monster by letting him do this, right? So they put him in a spot, but as you stated, he needs to know in a way, and I'm not saying Shanahan is some sort of genius and he couldn't do it any, you know, it was special or something, but it was a unique situation. They put him in a position to succeed, to put the numbers up. A lot of other coaches wouldn't do that, right? They, you know what I mean? They wouldn't do it. So he was just in a, it was a unique situation. As you stated, quite frankly, yeah, he had a great year with the running and stuff, but he's not as good. He's not a number one mega star wide receiver. He isn't, right? I know you said, I think San Francisco realized this, and they don't want to pay him, but they also don't want to lose him. So it's an interesting situation. I don't know. I think he's going to end up staying there because I don't think other teams are going to want to pay him that much money either, bro.
Well, the thing is, Gabe, you know as well as I do, look at the Dolphins. Look at how much they gave up for Tyreek Hill. And I know Tyreek's a different category of level of production here, but there will be a team out there that will say, that guy, Deebo Samuel, could be our number one target. Let's overpay for him. And I think the Niners know that if they hold on to him for one more year, which puts up really good numbers, that they can offload him in the offseason, give themselves some draft picks to work with. Because right now, with that Trey Lance rookie deal to work with and Jimmy G, who knows what the future will hold for him in San Fran, but on Trey Lance on a rookie contract here, Gabe, this is their time to perhaps strike when an iron's hot with these rookie deals or guys or first or second year deals of the rookie contract. So I think right now for this Niners team, they got to be smart about this, and we're seeing them be very quiet with it. They're not going out there publicly saying, hey, we're going to give Deebo a new deal. We're not going to give him a new deal here. So they've been smart about that, but can they keep the cooler heads in place? Because they know very well they could make a deeper run this year than where they were last year.
So before we get you out of here, Mo, what do you make of the Baker Mayfield talk? Last week, it seemed like the Seattle Seahawks were actually in. This is getting real right now as far as Baker's concerned. I think everybody's waited it out. I think Cleveland know they have to bite the bullet right now on this. And I don't think, you know, if you want him, you're going to have to do this, you know, sooner rather than later. We keep hearing Carolina, Seattle, Seattle, Carolina. And then, you know, there was a report last week that the Minnesota Vikings, of all teams, checked in on this. That the Vikings contacted the Browns just to see what was up. What do you think happens with Baker?
Well, as I said to you a month ago, he should pull a George Costanza when Costanza wanted to be far from the New York Yankees, right? He put the World Series trophy on the back of his car and drove around Yankee Stadium. He should just go in there and just be there, right? This kind of annoyed the Browns. But I think now for the Cleveland Browns, knowing that Deshaun Watson is now entering litigation for what he's going through right now, they may not have Deshaun Watson this year, Gabe. If they don't have him, you can't keep an unhappy Baker Mayfield on that roster. Right now, this Browns team had all the hype coming in 2 years ago, and now they're a rug from where they were. I think for Baker Mayfield and for Carolina in particular, I think that's the thing to watch out for. Will David Tepper, the owner of the franchise, bite the bullet and give what Cleveland wants, knowing very well that you have Sam Darnold on that roster, you have Matt Corral on that roster, and if you bring in Baker Mayfield, have you found your quarterback? Probably not here. I think for Carolina, they're in desperate mode right now, and that's the team I'm circling as to watch out for in the coming weeks here if they do acquire Baker Mayfield before the training camp begins in a month.
If I'm Carolina, instead of just bringing in another sort of average quarterback, I would just sort of, you know, the thing is Matt Rhule, if Matt Rhule, I don't know, you could argue Matt Rhule should have been let go already, to be honest. So right. I don't know if, like, he wants to win, so he doesn't want to tank and be bad. But to me, I think the quarterbacks are better coming out of the class this year, right? You get a Bryce Young, you get a C.J. Stroud, you get a Will Levis, a Van Dyke. Like, there's a lot of choices at the quarterback in the draft next year. And, you know, one thing is the Browns, like you said, I think they haven't officially done it yet, but I think they're just going to tell Baker, whatever, don't. Here's a written letter saying you don't have to show up, right? Because they don't want him standing around there. Mo, great stuff as always, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Yes, sir. Have a great week, pal.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Moretzi. Thanks to Mo Khan. Jason Takifin will step up and in a level two. We got Ian Cameron Babano joining us in level three. It really is amazing how much the Cleveland Browns have, like, screwed themselves. And, you know, like, it's one thing to bring in Deshaun Watson. Fine, you want Deshaun Watson, but it's basically like you got married and you're already married. Like, you never got divorced. I'm going to get divorced, but let's get married. Yeah, but you're not divorced. You know what I mean? You're still officially married. You're legally married. the Cleveland Browns, they bring in a quarterback when they already have a quarterback, and then they insult Baker Mayfield publicly, talking about, well, we wanted an adult and this and that. You know what I mean? Stefanski basically, publicly, just threw Baker under the bus. And now you're stuck, in this situation that you're in right now. It really is amazing. I don't think it's being talked about enough, just, how much Cleveland, screwed this up. And the irony, so, not only this, if you're Cleveland, you screwed it. Basically what I'm saying is, if you wanted Deshaun Watson, fine, but you should have traded Baker first. You should have said, guys, if we do this, then we're going to be stuck with him, and then everyone's going to know we got to trade him because we just got Deshaun Watson. It's it's not, you know what I mean? You don't have to be a professional general manager to realize that you kind of put yourself in a weird situation here. And now it's not an instance where it's Baker, he should play for them. No. They mocked him, they threw him under the bus, but he is under contract, right? So I'm just saying, they're going to tell him that he doesn't have to show up. I think they want this done before they show up. And Jacoby Brissett's going to be the quarterback because, Deshaun Watson could be not playing for a long time. And, they guaranteed Deshaun Watson his contract. Bring it.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.